Well, hey, everyone. Welcome to the Dear Family Courts podcast. My name is Lisa Welter, and I am your host. My friend Jen Kinesny is joining me today as well. Guys, we've had quite the run in 2021. The Dear Family Courts podcast kicked off in late February. We provided 38 episodes. And when we started this podcast, we were really in this position of dreaming and building. Where were the people who understood this pain point of families being served in the family courts and the very adversarial process and the pain that they were experiencing? Not only pain, but the wreckage that was being left. And that's really been my heart's desire, to figure out how do we bring to the world a better way to serve families and get them out of this crazy warfare that so often takes place in the family court system. And so here we are. We're a year into this. We've designed a court-approved transformative family mediation process that has now had graduates. We've trained quite a few people, and we want to start sharing the stories of those that are choosing to get trained, why they're getting trained, what does their background look like, and what are they doing in the work of transformative family mediation. So this is super fun, because as a pioneer leader, and I know there's a lot of those listening who are also pioneers, you don't always know what is going to take place or the barriers that come your way. And so it really just is a privilege and an honor to start sharing the stories of those that are choosing to pioneer too. So today I have the privilege, and Jen as well, we have the privilege of introducing you to Delmar Flynn. Delmar is a lawyer here in the state of Minnesota. She's in the area of Eden Prairie, Minnetonka, Edina area. But she has been a family law lawyer for nearly 13 years, both in Minnesota and Illinois. And she has also been a guardian ad litem. She collaborates with social workers, foster parents, service providers, and teachers, as well as the opposing counsel. She has a way of doing business that she's not burning things to the ground. And that's what I love the most about Delmar. When Delmar came into our training, it was a total delight. There was almost a little bit of restoration happening. You guys know my story. This was really a game-changing moment for me. And Delmar has just been just an incredible woman to walk alongside of and to offer and coach and train her. Delmar shares on her website, the fiddlerosmond.com website, which you should go and check out, because she's one of those leaders that you would want to retain her services. She comes from a Mexican-Argentine background, and so she offers Spanish-speaking support to families in their own native language, which we think is just incredible. And her way of engaging with families is so personal and so kind and so gentle. But she's an advocate for peace, and she's fighting for the right things. So I just want you to kick back, listen to Delmar's story as Jen and I provide an interview for you.
Hey everyone, this is Jen Kinesny with the Catalasso Group, and it is my great pleasure to introduce you today to our guest, Delmar Flynn. Delmar is a family law attorney and family mediator. She has extensive experience in family law practice in both Illinois and Minnesota, and was the first attorney that we had the privilege of training in our Transformative Family Mediation Program. Delmar has been so fun to work with and learn from. And I'm gonna brag on her a little bit here. She is honestly one of our best students to date for her grasp of the combined skill set of both mediation and restorative practices. We are so thrilled that Delmar is out there doing such incredible work. And as she brings her passion, her heart, and her formidable skills to all the kids and families that she is serving. So with that, we just wanna welcome you, Delmar.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. That was a really warm and wonderful and flattering introduction. So thank you. I'm happy to be here. You guys are really great trainers, and I have a lot more to say on that. So I appreciate it.
Oh, that's really sweet. Well, I'm just happy to see you again, because you were just so much fun to spend time with. I mean, when you spend a week with someone, you really get to know them, you know, and you get to know a lot about them and their personality and you were just super fun to get to know. And it just was honestly really inspiring and encouraging for us that someone like you is out there in the family law world, and you're so passionate, and you have such a great heart and motive for why you do what you do. And so it was just awesome to hear about your world and your professional world, your personal world. Yeah. So anything else you want to say before I ask you the first question?
I mean, just to reflect and respond to what you just said, which is, you know, goes both ways. It's pretty easy to be very superficial and professional, quote unquote, on a training, but there was no option except to get personal, because that's what's required to learn these skills that you guys are teaching. So it was a pleasure to also meet you guys on that level and get to know you. And a week 9 to 5 is, yeah, it's a lot. It's great, but it explains how we got to know each other.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, so I want you to go ahead and tell us and tell our listeners just about your journey and what your interests are.
Yeah, my journey, that's kind of a tough one to answer because that can be long-winded. But in short, on a professional level, I would say I've always been a fighter, and I've always argued a cause where my parents pretty early on said, you should be a lawyer. So it's questionable whether I'm a lawyer because they said that, or they said that because I am a lawyer, if that makes sense. But, you know, I just knew right away from the beginning, that's what I wanted to do. And right after college, before starting law school, I clerked or interned for a public defender's office in juvenile court, assisting children facing criminal charges. And I was a convert right away about what these kids don't know about the system and what parents don't know and what they should know. And so right away, I felt tied to protecting and defending these little people who just are taken advantage of, and the system is already built to defeat them. So that kind of led me in a journey through law school of clerking for offices that represented children. And then I worked in Cook County, Illinois, for the public guardian's office, representing abused and neglected children. And that was a really good experience, and it taught me a lot. And I've just kind of kept that up in my practice. I've dabbled in some other areas of the law, but always gone back to family law, and came to Minnesota with my husband and started our own family. And, you know, now I've landed in a wonderful practice where we keep the kids first. And so that's kind of been my journey as a lawyer.
Wow.
So good. So good. Delmar, I just wonder, you know, what caused you to pursue mediation, having done family law for a number of years? And why did you specifically choose transformative family mediation?
Well, I have so much to say on that. There's a lot of a burn it to the ground mentality when it comes to traditional law practice, especially in family law. Let's, you know, litigate, let's oppose each other and not hear each other. And I would say where I make an impact with clients is when they say to me, you're the first lawyer that's really listened to me, and that's why I've picked you. And I think that's what transformative family mediation is all about, listening, because that's kind of where you find the nuggets that lead to the answers. And it's collaborative. And that's how I approach my practice of law and family law. And I'm not about, you know, let's blow it up. It's more, how can we get you out of this with the least amount of injury emotionally, financially? And so I think transformative family mediation spoke to me because those are the same tenets. Like, you know, let's converse, let's have a dialogue, let's listen and try to come together versus blowing each other apart.
Huh. I know for those that are listening, this is like music to their ears, because Delmar, you are speaking to what I needed when I was going through the court system and had a great lawyer, but you know, it's really the opposing counsel too. You never know what you're going to get. And the challenges that come with it. But if you have an advocate on your side who's willing to engage with the process that way, that can be such a better experience. And so I'm just thankful for who you are and what you do, because I think I even shared this in training, like, I wish I would have had you in my court in all of those years of the litigation experience that I had. So thank you for what you're doing. Why did you, where did the idea even jumping into mediation come from for you?
I mean, it's as basic as I don't want to fight.
I totally get it. Yes.
I mean, good. So my experience through the courts and in Minnesota, and even at starting off in Illinois, we had similar, we had mediations in juvenile court. It starts with just having the parties feel heard in a way that just doesn't happen in the court system. And the whole spirit of mediation is let's come together, like I said, versus litigation. So that's kind of what draws me about mediation. I think it's more on par with my priorities as a lawyer, and then just kind of where I can make a difference. And just on a personal note, I am a Spanish speaker. I'm of Latina descent. I'm actually Mexican born, and there's a need too here for Spanish speaking mediators. So it was both things. It was just, what's my nature as an attorney? What are my goals as a professional, and who needs this service?
Yeah. I love it. Jen, any thoughts, any comments?
I'm just taking it all in. I'm just so glad that you're out there, Delmar. I really am. I think you are bringing you already got this just in your very being, in your very nature, is that this is all about relationship, and it's all relationally driven. And I guess I'm curious to hear what you think about, like, when you went through the training, obviously the mediation skill set was probably the most natural for you to grasp. But when you kind of got exposed to this idea of restorative circle, how did you like progressively think about it over the course of the week? And what did you learn about it, or what do you value about it at now?
Well, I think, Jen, you know, law school can be boot camp. It changes the way you think. And I think that your training did that for me, because it's, first of all, I'm sure it's apparent, I'm very opinionated. I wanted to jump in and say, hey, this is what I think would happen in court, and this is what I think you should do. And I think transformative family mediation turns that on its head and does the opposite. And it's more, I'm going to listen and pick up on what you think you should do, and then let's talk about that. And so that's what I think you guys kind of retrain me on, thinking that way and differently.
Wow. Wow. Okay. This is like, you're hitting at like my heartstrings, because that was my hope. And I haven't heard anybody articulate it that way. And you know, our hope in the training is to do that in a gentle approach, rather than coming at it from a, you should, right? And so I hope it came out that way. It sounds like it probably did for you, but I'm just wondering, Delmar, I know I'm going totally off script. I don't see a lot of attorneys that practice the way you do. Do you? Do you see more people in the arena? You're more in this front and center, but I just feel like you're a diamond in the rough. I don't see a lot of family law attorneys coming into this way and willing to embrace this idea of listening and relationship, rather than kind of what you said, burn it down to the ground mentality.
Yes. I mean, honestly, you know, I'm in a very happy place professionally because of the firm that I work with and for. Those attorneys are, you know, we're fighters, but we're there to start with collaborating. So, you know, Rachel Osvan, we are of the same in that way, cut from the same cloth. And yes, I will run into attorneys who say, let's try mediation. We don't want to file in court. We want to try and reach an agreement. These parties need to save money. So there are attorneys out there. I wouldn't. Yeah, they're there. They're, it's just kind of a hit or miss, flip of the coin.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you found your people. That's huge.
Yes.
And it will only grow from there. So tell us about your focus with families. What have you been practicing in the arena of, I know you're doing family law, but you're also doing some adoption work, I believe, as well. But talk about that now in the context of mediation and what you're hoping to do with this new skill set.
Right. Well, I think something that gets lost in the courts, something that gets lost as cases are processed and parties start, you know, litigating, is about the kids, which is kind of what I said brought in my passion from the beginning and practicing law and has kept me there. And, you know, I'm doing everything from restraining orders to adoptions and a divorce, and it's about the best interests of the kids. That's the heart and soul of my firm. That's the heart and soul of my practice and experience as a lawyer. And I just like how in the training with your office, I learned, you know, having child inclusive mediations and allowing them to speak and hearing them. And if it's about them, why wouldn't we hear them? And that TFM or transformative family mediation kind of brings a forum for that and can be tailored. And that's what I think is really cool, is that this is very fluid around each case.
Definitely. That's so good. Any ahas you've had since your training that you'd like to share?
Just kind of what I touched on earlier, which is, you know, I'm so quick to say, well, this is what I think is going to happen in court. And I, through the training and the role play, which is, there's a reason it's required. And there's a reason you guys kept going into that, is it really changes the way you think, which is, wait, the parties have the solutions. You just have to unearth it, or I don't know, I'm coming up with bad words, but you just have to find it. It has to come to the surface. And that's what the whole process, the circle, is about.
Yes. 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 I love it. I love it. And Jen, I feel like I'm taking way more of the time. What, anything else you want to add or include or say?
No, I mean, I guess one thing I'm kind of the coach developer, you know, like that's my lens as we're doing the trainings. And I know like what observations I made about Delmar over the course of the week that were really cool, but I'm curious about just personally, Delmar, what was your experience of going through the week? Like, where did you find empowerment, or where did the light bulb go off for you just personally? Like, what did you gain personally? Not even professionally, but it could be anything. And if you don't know how to answer that, fine. But I'm just curious what you would say about that.
Well, I'm a huge interrupter, which is horrible. On a personal level. And so I like the whole, you know, the circle model within TFM about, you know, holding the heart and just allowing that person who's holding it to speak the talking piece. And so we discussed, you know, on the personal level, you know, if there's issues with children, talking about it at home, but even more just on a totally chill, basis of, you know, even dinner time, like, this is your turn to talk, we're gonna let you talk, and you know, now it's your turn. And you know, or a birthday celebration, I like that idea. You know, I have to start bringing it into practice, but that's kind of what I learned, is easing back from the interrupting and listening.
Yeah, I really identify with that in myself as well. I think I've been a historical, and maybe even a hysterical chronic advice giver. And sometimes when you have sort of that counseling nature, or people tend to come to you for advice,
right?
I have been notoriously, you know, just known in myself for being an advice giver or an interrupter as well, to interject. Like, I'm listening to respond. I was kind of that person. And I feel like that's right. What Circle taught me was really just let people talk and listen to everyone's voice. And even if their voice is, I'm going to pass the talking piece, it's still a person being heard. You know what I mean? And so, yeah. And just for the record, like, my observation of you over the week was, I just appreciated your you just showed up like personally right away and were willing to be yourself and be vulnerable. But what was the coolest part for me in that is like, I just watched your confidence grow by leaps and bounds, like towards the end of the week. Cause I feel like how you showed up in this call is like, you're a confident woman. And it was fun to watch that materialize by the time we got to the end of the week and you had like incorporated this new skill set, you like hit it out of the park and you totally were like owning it, which was like super cool to watch. So.
Well, and I think, you know, to your, to toot your horn. I don't know why I'm failing with words. You guys were really good about adapting to us as students. So, you know, it is intense and, you know, on a state level, we are required to have so many hours, but, you two really tried to just kind of, you know, listen to our feedback and tailor the training around our availability. And that made it easier to take it in. So we still got those hours in, but there was flexibility around that. So I think, you know, and then doing all that, putting in the time and the role play is really what helped with the confidence.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. That's good. That's really good to hear that that's how it landed with you.
Well, and I had a recent coffee date. I'm sorry, I'm interrupting Lisa, but
that's okay.
I had a coffee date with a mutual contact, I will say, and was definitely pitching this program and singing its praises. And I'm excited to implement it at a mediation. I haven't had the opportunity yet, but I'm happy to do that. And like I said, use these skills just in practice in general.
Well, we are so grateful that you're willing to share the story of transformative family mediation and the training. And this person did sign up for our training. So she will be trained next week in our next session with folks. But I just want to also say kudos to you, Delmar, because I know this is a different experience, specifically for lawyers, because the way you've been trained, the lens that you bring into the world of family law, and then looking at this idea of mediation. I remember you really carrying the flag, and this is like appropriate. We hear lots of lawyers saying this, of, well, this is how the court would decide, right?
Right.
But by the end of the week, you literally shifted gears and repositioned and said, well, what would you like? And you created the space for people. And I was like, yes, like, so good. It was so fun to watch you just transform in just a period of 5 days and your homework. So for those that are listening, we give all of our students homework. They have to craft a mock-up mediation for a divorce. And now we're going to actually do one for child welfare. And Delmar, yours was so thorough and so good. That we were like, I think like she gets the templated star. She gets the star for all of the future templates for how students are crafting their mock-up. So well done. You just did such a nice job.
You are now the standard by which all other students will be judged.
Oh, geez. Thank you.
It was so good. Well, I'm just so pleased to have had the privilege of meeting you, walking with you, and then celebrating you. And I know Jen feels exactly the same way, but we just want to talk about your practice and who you are serving, how you're using your talent well with families, because I mean, my goodness, people need to know who you are and to use your services as a family mediator now that you're trained and ready to go. So fill us in. Tell us where you're located. Tell us who you primarily serve and want to serve and all of the good stuff that comes with that.
Right. So I just want to piggyback off something you said that reminds me of something we regularly tell our clients, which is we work with our clients. We don't say we work for them or that like we're a team. And I think that is very relevant to transformative family mediation, as in we're all in a circle, we're all on an equal footing. And so that's how we like to practice, is we're not the lawyers that, you know, occasionally respond to an email or MIA. We're very responsive. We listen to our clients. It sounds like the line, but it's true. I hate to see an email from a client go unresponded. So if it takes me longer than normal, I feel horrible and I try my best. not to do that. And, you know, we get busy, so sometimes that happens, but for the most part, I know someone needs to feel heard in order to move on and start taking active steps. So as for our practice, though, we are located in Edina, Minnesota. And there are three of us attorneys, Mark Fidler, Rachel Osban, and we have a paralegal, and we specialize in family law and adoption. Family law meaning divorce, child support, child custody, post-decree. And then adoption is actually not as inclusive as it sounds, because it can also include other things like third-party custody, transfers of legal custody, guardianship, and then adoption can include direct adoptions, where the biological parent places the child, or agency adoptions where there's a match, or through foster care. We frequently represent adoptive parents or foster parents hoping to make that forever family. And that's something that we genuinely feel strongly about, which is, you know, modern family, right? It's not just a show. It's families can look any way that makes, I don't know, it sounds cheesy, but makes the heart. I mean, it's just, it doesn't have to be a mom and a dad and a child. It can be in any form. And so we kind of feel strongly about that and try our best to advocate for that through adoptions and then advocating for clients through family law. And we take it the full extent. We will go to appeals. So that's Fidler Osband is our law firm in Edina, Minnesota.
Wonderful. Well, friends, for all of you listening, if you want to find out more information about Delmar, we've got her on our website. We have a directory of mediators that we're just in the very beginning stages of building, but Delmar's on the site. And you can get all the direct links to her website and see all of the good work that she's doing and her team. So Delmar, thank you so much for being with us. I know Jen has probably final words that she wants to get into, but I'm just so grateful that you are serving families and children in our community here locally in Minnesota. I'm thankful you are spreading your influence into the child welfare arena, which is part of my heart too. And so I just want to say, well done, friend. Well done. Jen, any final words?
Yeah, just, we love you. We think you're great. Go check out Delmar. Right now she's the only family law attorney and mediator on our site and on our directory. And in the meantime, we will also put her contact information at her current firm in the show notes so that you can go take a peek at her immediately. And you know, if you're looking for a conflict resolution in families or any of the things that Delmar has mentioned are close to her heart, run, do not walk to your laptop your phone, and give her a call or send her an email. She will do right by you.
Well, there you have it, friends. We love Delmar, and I bet you do too. She's a pretty great gal, and the way in which she engages with families is so inspiring to see. We love that there are lawyers out in the family law community who do not burn things to the ground and who are willing to be peacemakers in the process and stand for peace instead. Well, please check out her website at fidlerosbend.com, or you can check her out on our website under the mediation directory. You know, Jen and I want to let you know that as you're following along and giving consideration to all of these new ideas, we've taken the time to really work at becoming the most influential leader in the training market when it comes to family mediation. We really believe that this restorative process combined with family mediation is going to be the ticket forward, because this is what families are looking for. They're looking for ways to solve their issues, the relational harm, and not have to go back and work with more people because the conflict truly resolves. So on that note, Jen and I just want to extend an invitation. Check out our website. Look at the new price points. You will probably not find a more competitive price out there. If you know someone in your life who is considering becoming a mediator. Send them to our website, share what we're doing, share this podcast with your friends, because we know that things are starting to shift. What we designed at the beginning of last year is now becoming a reality. There are people that are actually getting trained in this process and offering their services in a non-adversarial way. And we think we can continue that in the weeks and months to come. But we need you. Jump in, join us, have fun in the process, transform personally, and meet a lot of really cool people who are like-minded, just like you. All right, friends, we'll stay tuned for our next episode. We will be highlighting yet another transformative family mediator that we have trained and allow you to listen to their story too. Take care.